Drop the beat. You know what time it is. You're about to perform your best rendition of Michael Jackson. And in your performance, you can only hope to feel that magic. Our next guest is living that dream in New York City on Broadway. Miles Frost, a D.C. native, is the star of MJ the Musical. He's nominated for a Tony Award this year, one of 10 Tony nominations for the show. Hi, Miles. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor.
Portraying Michael Jackson on Broadway, this is quite a breakout role for you. How did you get picked for this role?
It kind of started in high school in 2016 for me. My junior year, I did a high school talent show. I did Billie Jean, and my mom was recording it on her iPad. You know, she posted it to her YouTube account, and, you know, we didn't really think anything of it. The morning of May 27th of 2021, that was the morning of my sister's birthday, I got a call from my acting coach at the time. He said, Miles, you know, you were on my mind this morning. And I looked your name up on YouTube, and the first thing that popped up was Miles Frost doing Billie Jean. And he was like, you know, I have this opportunity. I think that you'd be great. You know, can you sing better and can you dance better? And I was like, yeah. You know, I was lying because it has been a minute. I hadn't done anything like that, like any Michael vocabulary since 2016. You know, it's 2021 now, you know, but it was such a big opportunity. I was like, I'm not going to pass this up. There's no way.
So you went to Thomas Wooten High School in Rockville, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is this where your love for musical theater started?
Most definitely. I'll never forget it. It's my freshman year. I came in, you know, and I found myself in the chorus room playing the piano. I've been playing the piano since I was six. And this teacher walks in. Her name is Miss Carla Ingram. She walks in. She says, I hope there's a voice behind that piano playing. And I said, yeah, there is. And she said, great, because we need more people for this musical we're doing called Hairspray. And I was like, what's a musical? Like, I had no idea. Like, and she said, well, look, you know, go home and watch the movie. Tomorrow, let me know what you think. I promise you, when I saw Seaweed pop up going, well, I can't see, I was like, I want to be him. I don't care who, I don't want to be nobody else. I want to be Seaweed. So I ended up being Seaweed my freshman year of high school. That was my first time singing and dancing on stage. I fell in love with it.
Oh, wow. That's where the bug bit you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And so then after Wooten, you went to?
I went to Belmont University down in Nashville for 2 years. And then I said, you know what? I want to go to HBCU. I need that HBCU experience. And then I transferred over to Bowie. You know, just being around my people who support me, even though I'm no longer at Bowie State. Mm-hmm. And I have yet to graduate, if I'm being completely transparent, because of this opportunity. I had to leave college.
Wow.
I can't ask for more than that. You know, and I'm so honored and blessed to have the support of Bowie State and just the DMV area, period.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to represent.
When you're portraying an individual, specifically an artist, you're also portraying that individual as a person. You know, and we all know that MJ wasn't always portrayed in the best light. How does that play a role in your portrayal of him?
When I was offered the role, it was a very intense, happy moment, but at the same time, you know, I kind of had to collect myself and think, am I ready for the responsibility, both positive and negative, that's going to come out of this? I had to give it to God and say, God's not going to present an opportunity that he feels like will do me wrong, and that's something that I couldn't excel at. Mm-hmm. So I took it, you know, I took the bull by the horns, and I said, let's do this. It's based in 1992. It's 2 days before the Dangerous Tour, so this is a year before all the allegations and all of that. And we really get a chance to dive into the human aspects of Michael, you know, and seeing him in a human light, you know, and seeing the issues that he's had to go through. That's, you know, went through a lot of stuff that a lot of other people go through, you know. But we also get to see how much of a perfectionist he is and the reason why he is the king of pop.
And you talk about the support of the DMV. What do you miss most about your hometown now that you're living in New York?
Ooh, mumble sauce. I just ran out. I was actually talking to my mom about it earlier today.
She's like, I gotta go to D.C. for a special trip.
No, seriously. And I don't even say that on, like, any cliche stuff. Like, Capital City, like, I'm missing it. Having to go out of my way to get that just shows how much I miss home.
That was Miles Frost, a D.C. native who is nominated for a Tony Award for his portrayal of Michael Jackson in the Broadway performance MJ the Musical. The Tony Awards will be on June 12th this year. And Miles, I'm sure you're going to be there.
Most definitely. Front and center.
And 5, 6, 7, come on.
But don't stop. stop. Looking great, everybody. Keep going.